here in the San Francisco area. We're very blessed to have His Divine Association and all the Association of the Devotees. This Bay Area has suffered for many years due to politics and so many problems, and this is like a breath of fresh air for the Bay Area. We're very, very happy to have everybody come and have the opportunity to hear wonderful Hari Katha from the lips of Srila Gurudev. So this next 7 days we'll be having programs here, and tomorrow we'll be in the chapel. I'll be your host, and my wife Rati Cullen can stand up. Everybody knows her from last year. And Janardi Prabhu right here. So we're your servants, and we have a lot of nice facility for everybody. It should be a very nice program. I just want to thank everyone for coming, especially Gurudev, that Krishna has given such mercy to get this type of association. It's very, very rare. And some of us are busy working all year doing different things, and this is the time we live for. This is going to be God, and so thank you very much for coming.
Kiranjana Shalakaya Chukshur Unmiltam Tasman Shri Gurave Namaha. So again, we have the opportunity to be in the divine presence of a personality who is distributing the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of Mahaprabhu's associates and the disciplic succession to the entire world. And this center here, called Holy Redeemer, is befitting, because the idea of, in Christianity, of the word Redeemer is that a particular great soul known as Jesus Christ appeared on earth and was reclaiming sinful souls. And now this location has truly reached fulfillment of its name by the presence of a Mahabhagwat Rasik Vaishnava. So the great fortune of all of us and those who will come in the next few days cannot be fully estimated. We are told in the Shastras that the Jiva soul is wandering in this universe through many different species of life. Brahmanda Brahmiti Kona Bhagyavan Jiv Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Latam Bhij. And when that soul has the prasad, the mercy of Krishna and the mercy of Guru, then he gets the opportunity for bhakti by having the bhakti lata bij planted within his heart. So we are having this opportunity in our lives to gain this inestimable good fortune. Sadhu Sangha Sarva Shastri Koi. The most very famous shloka we've heard many times. The true import of the shloka we cannot fully understand, but there it is said that even a moment's association with such a personality, Sarva Siddhi Koi, all perfection can be achieved. So in our lives we are trying to pursue this path of bhakti, and we are trying to improve on this path. And only by the association of true sadhus can this come about. Because by the words emanating from their lotus mouths, as we just sang in this prayer, our consciousness will become fully purified. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Te Koriya Aikya. So our only aspiration should be to have this opportunity to hear the words from the lotus mouth of such a personality. So somehow or other, again, we have become so fortunate, those of us who have, actually most of us here are recognized, so we've all had the connection with Srila Narayan Maharaj. So on this day, I pray that in the coming days I may be able to fully imbibe the benefit of his wonderful Harikatha, his incomparable Harikatha, Srila Narayan Maharaj's, so gloriously known in the Holy Dham and throughout the world as being able to distribute the most beautiful nectarine words of Krishna Lila and Harikatha. Shri Krishna Lila Katane Sudaksham, that he is expert in narrating the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna, of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Audarya Madhurya Guneshtu Yuktam, such personality, Varam Varenyam Purusham Mahantam, this great Mahantam Purush, this great personality, we bow our head at his lotus feet. So on this day I pray for his causeless mercy that he will allow me to gain access to these wonderful precepts which he is going to give to us. All glories to his divine grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai.
Nandinam Bhaktya Shri Ramanicha Shri Krishna Padamja Jitanki Hindi Chitani Lelamrita Sarasaram Narayanam Tam Satatam Prapadya. There's a verse that we quote so often, Shri Chaitanya Manobhishnam Stabhita Mera Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Swapadanti Kam. That Srila Rupa Goswami was able to, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, to grasp the inner mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada always said that we were Rupa Nuvids. This inner mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and this quality of being a Rupa Nuka is such a rare, rare, precious thing. And so many of us came into the line of Srila Prabhupada, not knowing what it meant to be a Rupa Nuga, not knowing what it meant to be a devotee. And after Prabhupada's departure, because we were still babies, we settled for so many things like dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. And many of us less fortunate even left the association of devotees. And then, I know myself, I was in Badger praying day after day. It was almost like a mantra. Please help me to properly appreciate and serve Srila Prabhupada. I had known that I'd either been fanatical or sentimental. And then one day, arriving on the scene, His Divine Grace, Srila Gurudev, came. And I don't pretend to have grasped Srila Prabhupada's mood or mission one iota, but one drop has given me so much hope that this Vrindavan mood that Srila Prabhupada came to give us, which inspired us so much to give up everything and surrender our lives for the glimpse of that, has now been brought to life again by His Divine Grace. And how fortunate we are. So I want to express my heartfelt gratitude to Srila Gurudev and all of his pots without holes for saving me from the darkest of oblivion. And thank you so much for coming into our life.
A few things that Bhupam Prabhu said, he took the words from me, but to add a little bit to that, the word Holy Redeemer, in Christianity, holy, they have one name, holy. We can use that as transcendence in our vocabulary. There's different types of transcendence, the shud, less than sure, less than pure, but we can take it as pure association, holy, and redeemer, to deem back, using the prefix re. So Gurudev is here to take us again back. We have our birthright to learn about Krishna consciousness, and so we're in this holy chapel. Radhakanta Prabhu said we're going to be in the chapel starting tomorrow, so this is like a holy chapel, a holy boat, and the captain of the boat is here, and we're in the boat for the next week. So hopefully we'll be deemed fit to be redeemed. Fire. Fire. So, sweet Captain Gurudev, I came in this room and there's this picture here of Srila Prabhupada sitting in that chair. I had that fortune of being there, and I'll tell you something, and I had one realization when I saw Gurudev here. There used to be a thing called a roadshow in ISKCON many years ago. It was rock and roll, they just started. And this was the first time, and the devotees didn't know if Prabhupada but wanted to hear rock and roll and see people play music. They were very scared to say if he would like it or not. So they got a chair for him, and everybody was wondering in anticipation, would he like it, would he like it? And afterwards, that's his response. Beautiful gleaming eyes, clapping. So, of his appreciation. So when I saw that picture again in here, I was saying how fortunate we are that hopefully we can get one drop of appreciation that Gurudev was speaking, so we can be redeemed in this next week of Harikatha and such beautiful Vaishnava association. Thank you very much.
Vasudev Ghosh is saying, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu don't come to this planet, my life would be lived in vain. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the life and soul of the Vaishnava. So in the same way, after the wonderful association of Srila Prabhupada, all the plant of bhakti became very dry. And if Narayana Maharaj don't come to this life to help us, our life also would be completely unfortunate. So we follow Srila Gurudev in all the tour, and it's very amazing to see with different public how we can capture the mood of every place, speaking in a very special way to everyone without any attachment for the result. So if one person just came, is no harm. If many people come, no harm. So he has a complete spiritual vision on everything. And I see our many good brothers, they are very appreciative in any place, but see, no word can be expressed to manifest our internal feeling. It's this crying of Raghunath Das Goswami. My life, I have no any hope now. I'm finished. Even Krishna, I'm very ashamed to say, even Krishna, I have no interest. If you don't enter in your camp, in the wonderful camp of your service, Srimati Radhika, my life has a little hope now. And this ocean of hope makes me live. If not, I cannot live. So in the same way, Gurudev speaks so many times about Raghunath Das Goswami in his bhajan. So this is our hope, to follow the footstep of the Goswamis. Hare Krishna.
Previously, Dan speaking so nicely, and the mood which was coming from these devotees is in itself great testimony of the sweetness and exalted nature of Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj. That by following Maharaj and hearing from him, that we can see how we can hear and see how devotees are imbibing such a sweet, deep appreciation of Maharaj and also of Rupa Nama Vaishnavism gradually, step by step. So I will not speak much, but one thing that comes to mind when looking at the picture of Prabhupada, though I never met Srila Prabhupada, I came into the Association of Devotees in 1978. But I always felt a connection with Srila Prabhupada. And one thing that always struck me about Prabhupada was his breadth in being able to accommodate so many different types of Vaishnavas. And I am witnessing with awe Gurudev's ability to accommodate and inspire so many different types of Vaishnavas almost tirelessly. And for this, I am in complete awe and appreciation. I know that he expects of me to somehow try and imbibe this mood, which is so lacking me. But I can only pray to be able to somehow just imbibe some little particle of this, because we see that this ultimately is what is really needed and what is winning hearts. Devotees have been speaking how after Srila Prabhupada, he physically departed, how so many plants have been drying up. And we see that when Srila Gurudev, he comes to a place, his ability to, with just a glance or just a touch, to break down devotees. Devotees who have come in contact with Prabhupada 20, 30 years before. And just in a moment, they're like little kids just sobbing. Or in LA, there was one devotee who he remembered you.
Lumbadar.
Big black devotee. And he came to meet Gurudev for the first time. And just, he had separated himself from the society for so many different reasons. Even he said he would go to the temple, but incognito, so they would know that he was a Prabhupada disciple, etc. And then he heard about Gurudev, and he came. And after meeting Gurudev, he was he was having like epileptic fits. And he said, the mercy is just coming. It's flowing. So, myself, I'm so hard-hearted. I just sit in the background and watch. And it amazes me that everywhere we go, I just see people, he just glances at them or just touches them, and immediately their ecstatic symptoms practically are coming. So, Gurudev is so sweet, but at the same time so powerful. But he crouches his great power, it's crouched in his sweetness. And this is what Gurudev is, a special thing, this Vrindavan mood, this Madhura mood, which is so far beyond me. Because in the material world, people are accustomed to Aishvarya. Aishvarya is what people go for. And I can say for myself, this is the mood that I have imbibed for, it must be, so many lifetimes. But we see that when Gurudev, he has so much power, but coming through with such sweetness. And this is what is winning people's hearts. And we see that is why so many people are afraid, because they know that as soon as people come and hear Gurudev, then that's it, they're finished. So we're very fortunate to have the opportunity to have our materialized finished and to be able to enter into the Madhurya mood of Rupa Goswami and his clan. Srila Bhakti Noy Maharaj.
First, I know, I think today is a very auspicious day. I think it's the appearance or disappearance day of Sri Shanuanda Prabhu. I think, is it the disappearance or appearance? Disappearance day of Shanuanda Prabhu today. So this is a very auspicious day. Disappearance day. And I was thinking about this, and a long time ago when I was initiated by Srila Prabhupada in Los Angeles, I would read about Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda Prabhu, Srinivas Acharya, and I found them very inspiring, because they had taken Diksha from one guru, and then they went to Vrindavan, and they were taking Shiksha from Jiva Goswami. And I thought, oh, how amazing. This is so amazing. They're so fortunate. of this could only happen to me because my Diksha Guru had left and I hadn't learned so much. I thought, how is this possible? I'm so fallen, I'm so insignificant, and who is there? And then all of a sudden, by Krishna's causeless mercy, I ended up in Vrindavan, and I heard about one very, very special Shiksha Guru, Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj. But still, it was like there was this brick wall. Oh, we weren't allowed to go see him. No, he was unreachable. But then somehow I kept praying and praying. And somehow, by my Diksha Guru's mercy, I was able to receive the mercy of my Shiksha Guru, Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj. And we're so fortunate, anyone who can have this opportunity. And as in the life of Shyamananda Prabhu, his Shiksha Guru gave him some simple service in Vrindavan of brooming. And by that simple service, he was able to attain the darshan.
Lessons. Every day has new lessons. It's very exciting. I feel like every day is a festival. We should never minimize anything concerning Vaishnavism, any of the process. We should never minimize the Vaishnava Association, Mahaprasad, calling in, the bubble, Gurudev. Connection with Gurudev is very, very deep, and part of being in Srila Gurudev's association is to show us how deep it actually goes and how we must have Guru with us at all times, wherever we are. And he's showing us how to do this. He's giving us lessons how to carry him always with us, and it's up to us to imbibe that mood and carry him with us everywhere. Thank you so much, Srila Gurudev.
Oh my Guru, the mercy of Godless mercy of his Shiksha Guru, Sri Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, the Godless mercy of Radha Krishna in Kanjival. Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. Something little bit upon me. I've heard that a shloka, Mukam Karoti Vachalam, you know, Pangum Langayati Yat Bhaktam Bande. By the mercy of, unlimited mercy of Gurudev, Mukam Karoti Vachalam. Any person who cannot speak anything, dumb. And he can control whole world by his speeches. A person having no legs, but he can cross very easily Everest and Alps and all mountains. I'm feeling, realizing something. And sometimes I weep that how godless, merciful they are. I have not worshipped them, I have not served them. I served my Gurudev very little, and through my Gurudev I served all my disciplic orders such as Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That is why I am so low ignorance sick.
Insignificant.
Not knowing any language, Hindi, Bangla. pain, there's nothing. How they preach my name in whole world? Everywhere in Vrindavan Navadvip, also in Jagannath Puri, everywhere. Yesterday, I heard a new question in my life. And I also answered in a new way. I never thought this, anyone will question like this, that he directly asked me, can you tell where Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is Thakur now? Where is? I just replied him that he is everywhere in all atoms. Everyone heard his. How? Because Krishna is everywhere. Everywhere is. Radha Krishna Kanjugal is everywhere. Without him, any soul cannot exist. So everywhere, in all autumns, he is. And to serve Radha Krishna Kanjugal, his Nanmani Manjari should must be there everywhere in all atoms. Understand? If Radha Krishna is there, who will serve? So for serving, Nanmanjari is there always. Rup Manjari are all there. Where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is same thing. To serve him, they should be there. So everywhere in world, in Golok Vrindavan, in Vaikuntha Dham, everywhere he is. So I think that he is everywhere and seeing and giving mercy to me. So you should also think that a bona fide guru, he is everywhere in whole world, in all living entities. I also remember that Sut Goswami has told like this. After my answer, at once it came in my mind that Sut Goswami, for Sukadev Goswami he has prayed like same thing. Yang praprajantamanupetamapetakrityam dvaipayano virahakātara ajuhāva putreti tanmayataya taravo bhinindu tam sarva-bhūta ridayam nimātatas. Sukhdev Goswami, my Gurudev, Sukhdev Goswami is all, everywhere, everywhere. Because where Radha Krishna Kanjagul is there, that very near and dear parents should be there. If they are sleeping, then he will tell, oh, you should rise up. Don't delay. Sun is coming. Otherwise, who will come? And who will tell? So Sukhdev Goswami is everywhere. So our Gurudev is everywhere. But it has not been told for those who are unqualified guru, those who are not transcendental guru, for them it has been not told. So I also told there are two paramparas. One is Shiksha Guru Parampara, Bhagavat Parampara, and other is Shishya Parampara. But Bhagavat Parampara, parampara always includes also Shishya parampara. But Shishya parampara is not so much important that Bhagavat parampara is so ramified. In Bhagavat parampara, from Brahma, Narad, Dash, Shuk, Madhvacharya, Madhvendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, Mahaprabhu, Sarvadhamudara, Ramananda, up to here. All bona fide and all realized transcendental goals. But in Shishya Parampara, you are following Shishya Parampara. What is Shishya Parampara?
Diksha.
It may be that Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, or to abuse or to do so much against of Srila Prabhupada, they wanted to kill him for this. But he was more strong than Himalayas or Alps or anything. He can sink in Atlantic or Pacific Ocean, but Pacific Ocean cannot move it.
Cannot move it from one place to another.
Cannot shake. Shake nahi kar sakta, hila nahi sakta. So many difficulty can be come, but he will be like Himalayas. Nothing to bend here and there. Because he is realized Guru. And those who are not like that in Shishya Parampara, oh, they can fall. They can sometimes bend. They can take some other preachings and all of those things. So I realize that in Brajamandal I am so low, not learned, not even knowing. But why they have so much honor, I don't. But I see that wherever I go, this hear me very carefully. I don't tell my anything. I only try to tell what I have realized from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, primary Gurudev, especially Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das, Krishna Das, Kaviraj Goswami. I try to realize their words, their teachings, and then to tell to anyone. When I am satisfied, then I tell. And that is why Swamiji is a prepare in all autumn, and he is dragging me here and there. I don't know how he is giving a rope here and dragging me like camels here and there. Also he is inspiring you, oh, you should go all and help Narayan. Narayan Das, not Maharaj. And all are helping. I know some of the devotees of Swamiji, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, they are now straight payers. There are not any pies for them to maintain. They don't think need of supporting and maintaining themselves, their wives, his wife, his children, all are like more than Sudama, you know. I cannot repay them. So many girls, they left everything, father, mother, anything, their countries, everything,
and they became like Mirabai. Those that very Tunga, they become Tungi. Also, you know, Vrindavan, Vilasini and others, how they are sincere and senior Vaishnavi. They have a very okay there. But for me, they left everything. And they came on the streets, living on the street, passing their days like birds, no shade and nothing. So how can I repay them? Only I can repay them. By helping some pure bhakti, some sweet pastimes of Krishna and Radhika and Mahaprabhu. Only I can repay by this. Here I went to the, I was thinking that what should be the subject of my classes here. Everywhere I, in this group, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the books, Upadeshamrita and all other things. I also wanted to tell about Bhakti Tattva Vivek of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very high class of thoughts. We should try to read it and to realize what is pure bhakti. In Chaitanya Charitamrita also it is written that what is pure bhakti? You remember? Raganuga bhakti. More than that, ragatmik bhakti or prajavasi is pure bhakti. This should be the goal of our life and sadhana and bhajan. If you are not following, you have no object at all, only some process. But process, knowing of process will not do anything. For what that process is, what we want, what is the goal and aim of our life, our sadhana bhajan, it should be first fixed. And then how to reach there. So everywhere we see this, there are three things, sambandha, abhidheya and prayojana. First we should decide what is prayojana. And then we'll have to make sambandha, a relation. And then after that process, how we can go there. If prayojana, goal is not fixed, how can we choose process? If you want to serve Radha Krishna conjugal in Vrindavan, in the line of gopis, the love and affection of gopis, especially Radha, Srimati Radhika, towards Krishna, is the highest love and affection. There is nothing more than that. So to serve Srimati Radhika is the highest goal of these souls. But if anyone is building only so much high class of temples, only making some other things, worshipping Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra Devi, and Shalagram like Narayan, and hearing only the pastimes of Nrisimhadev, These are also so high things. Anyone should have no doubt that these are okay, these are very good things. But by doing all these things, chanting and remembering Hare Krishna Malli, in free system, they cannot give the service of conjugal in Vrindavan. Never. And lakhs births if you are doing. These are also very good things. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Rai Ramananda. When he told Gyane Prayasudvasram Namantaiva Jamanti Sarma Kharitam Bhavadiya Vartam Sthane Sthita Tanvang Manovi Prayaso Ajit Jito Apitrayata Vilokam. Yes, very good, very good. But go on. Before this he has told Iho Bhajyage Kaur. It is outwardly, not in. Internal. And out, okay?
External
all this. But hearing this sloka, he told that, yes, but not satisfied. He went on and he told that, after this, if anyone is offering to Krishna so many bhakti with so many paraphernalia, doing archan with 16 kinds, it may be that Krishna will not accept. If he has love and affection for Krishna and giving jat karo patram pushpam phalam atoyami jeme bhaktya prayachyati, with bhakti he will give, then he will. Otherwise, never. And then he told, Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutopi labdhati. Then Mahaprabhu, oh, go on. Yes. But go on, not satisfied. Then he told, dasya bhakti. Then he told that, oh, sadhasar. Sadhasar is essence of sadhya. Then he told, but go on. Then he told, sakharas. Oh, this is sarva sadhasar. And then he told that, oh, go on. Then he told, vatsalaras. Oh, Mahaprabhu became pleased. And sarva sadhasar, mane most sadhasar. But go on. And then he told, oh, gopi prem for gopis. That is, oh, now it is most sadhasar. But I want to hear something. And Mahaprabhu, then Rai Ramananda told you, in this world I have never heard a question like this. And there are none very rare to hear all these things. Only by you, your mercy, I am telling that thing. And what is that thing? Radha Prem Sarpa Sadhya Sar. So this prayojan should be fixed first, what we want, and then process. Otherwise you are following so many kinds of process, like archanam, hearing. If you are hearing Malli Prahlad Maharaj or other things up to 9th canto, they can make a platform, not more than that. And this is the platform for Malli Vaikuntha, not for Vrindavan. So you will have to come to Rupa Goswami in the Lord's feet of Rupa Goswami. If you have so much faith, you have love and affection for the dust of Srila Rupa Goswami, Lord's feet, then a greed can come, and then you can fix your prayojan and then process abhidhaya. Swamiji wanted to tell all these things, he has written all these things. But unluckily, we don't want to go deep. Oh, you are not qualified, you should never hear all these things, whether you are 40 years, 50 years, 100 years, you are following me, but never you are qualified to hear. Why not? Why not among lakhs and lakhs one can be like that? Anyone has no right to check anyone, to take this form, the highest topic of love and affection. He can have greed by hearing from anyone who is Rasik Tattva Gavishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for this. Rupa Goswami came, and all of our acharyas, never they came for bhakti, regulative bhakti. Never, never and never. If whole world will be one side, I will have to tell that they have not understood all these things. Because before this, prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hare Krishna name was there. In Kali Samtan Upanishad, lakhs and lakhs years before, it is ever existing in Vedas, and also regulative bhakti were spread all over India and everywhere by Madhvacharya, Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, Nimbadita and Vallabhacharya. All they spread this regulative bhakti. But Krishna was not satisfied. And that is why Krishna taking the adorned with the inner sentiments of Srimati Radhika and bodily splendor of Srimati Radhika. Mercifully he descended in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave this thing. So we are very lucky then, the devotees in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga and other yugas. Try to engage your intelligence that Krishna has given. Don't be bewildered by anyone who are not qualified. We have not joined Mahaprabhu this moment to be in first class, only one class. Never, never. We have come to pass every year, every day, every moment. So if anyone is not doing so, actually he is not following. So you should try to follow. Try to engage your intelligence, because Krishna has given this jewel to human body. So we should try to engage. Don't overcome by any other person. Try to go straight. Gaur Premanande. You should try to make a management that how we can make our classes, what subject we should
discuss
till in morning and in evening. I think that if I am okay, then I can come in morning classes also. Otherwise in evening class I must come. Sometimes I will come, or if I am okay, then I will come daily. But I think that on morning arati, morning some classes, tulsi prayer, tulsi parikrama, giving of tulsi, yeah. Hare Hare Namah Krishna Jatavaya Jai Radhe Jai Krishna. And otherwise it will be. Thank you. I was searching. My eyes were searching you. Two eyes were engaged in searching you.
I think you have 10 eyes.
So you should make any program that we can do accordingly. Aarti, Kirtan in morning, in evening Aarti, Aarti Kirtan, like Bezar. Right? Everything should be managed like that. You should make it. And how we can also go to temple, he told. If there is no objection from anyone, we can go. I always want to help my Shiksha Guru's movement. I don't want to make a little difficulty or any problem to him. I have come to obey him. If some are not understanding, they are somewhat doing against things. But I know that those who are doing light, little, very, they may come to fathers here and there to like this, no heart. Even they are my colleagues, my friends, my God brothers. What? Junior or what?
Junior brothers.
Elder and younger. Like younger. Because when there was no ISKCON, he has not established ISKCON from 1946, we are related. And he has accepted that our love and this relation is transcendental, not worldly. So it cannot be. So, I always pray to him and he is helping us. So, always do all these things like Vajra. We will go there where he kept his lotus feet dust there. Anyhow, we will take, and if anything opposite they are doing, we should do pranam from very far away, no heart. I have no grudge whether they are opposing or doing anything. I have always love and affection for him. Go, Pramanande. And helping in so ways. I pray Radha and Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, my Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, to bestow you their causeless mercy to you, that one day you will be qualified to serve Gaur Nityananda Prabhu first and then to Radha and Krishna conjugal. Yes.
Go Premanande! Shri Deva Deva Ki Jai!